Psalm number 31 is where we're going to be singing this evening. Psalm number 31 and the opening verses 1 to 6. Let us read now in Galatians chapter 1, Paul's epistle to the Galatians, and the first chapter is our first reading. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. And all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia, grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, or this present evil age, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that you are soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ and to another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my conversation, my manner of life, in times past in the Jewish religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and profited in the Jewish religion above many, my equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, and called me by his grace, to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood, neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again into Damascus. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But others of the apostles I saw none, save James, the Lord's brother. Now the things which I write unto you, behold, before God I lie not. Afterwards I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by face unto the churches of Judea which were in Christ. But they heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preaches the faith which once he destroyed, and they glorified God in me. Let us now pray together. Our gracious God of the gospel, how glad we are to be reminded of the gospel preached by Paul and preached by all the apostles, and preached by Christ himself, and in the Old Testament, the forerunners, the prophets of Israel, down through the long history of God's dealing with his people, he has never been silent, and he has never been uncertain. And as we gather here this evening, yet again, O God, our Father, we rejoice that the gospel is indestructible, and it is a gospel which, despite all the appearances to the contrary, contains in itself the wisdom and the power of God unto salvation. And we do not now know fully, O God, how it is that the depths of the gospel have such potency and indestructibility, except that we know that it is God's work and God's word explaining that work to us. And so as we come here again, we pray that we would do so with a desire to know more and more of Jesus Christ, whom to know is life eternal, and the better we know him, the better it will be, and the more we know him, the more we will love him, and the more we will love him, the more we will serve him and be willing to suffer for him. And Heavenly Father, we pray that we once again, as we wait upon the word, a means of grace, that there will be to us tonight grace in the means before us, in the means of prayer and the open scriptures, but especially in the preaching of the word. And we rejoice that these opportunities come to us periodically with a regularity, and they are designed to be regular infusions of grace into our faith and into our hope and into our love. And so we rise before you this evening, God, O Lord our God, and we sing making melody in our hearts to the Lord. And we sing as unto God Most High, because we delight to sing and God delights the praises of his people. We are told in the scriptures of the prophets, God delights and dwells in the praises of Israel. And we pray that we, in our turn, in our Gentile turn, that we would join with the praises of Israel and sing the songs of Zion, those inspired words that God has given to us, words which contain no heresy and which can never lead us away into untruth or uncertainty, but words given by God to lead us to God and the glorious and gracious truths that are to be found in God. And so we pray for ourselves this evening, but not only for ourselves do we pray. We pray for the world in which we live, this poor, benighted, darkened world in which we see tears on every hand and newly dug graves and newly buried people. And the mourners do go about in the streets and the cries of sorrow and distress ascend every hour of every day in the sad history of our fallen world. And we pray for this world, O God. We pray for the gospel to the Jew first and also the Gentile. We pray for preachers of the gospel to be converted men, not mere professionals, time-serving clergy, but we pray for men in the pulpits to be men who know the Lord and who know themselves and who know their fellow creatures and sinners and who know the reality of sin and the reality of salvation from sin. And we pray for such to be raised up in our generation, because we are sick and tired of men masquerading as shepherds who are false prophets. And so we pray for reviving, revitalizing of the church, O God. And we pray that we would listen to the command of Christ, as he tells us, to pray to the Lord of the harvest, to raise up laborers and send forth laborers into the great harvest, because the harvest is great indeed, and the laborers always are so few. And we pray then, Heavenly Father, as we come here, we would humble ourselves under God's mighty hand and know that in this posture and attitude of self-abasement and humiliation, God has promised to be with those who are of a humble and a contrite spirit. He is the High and the Holy One who dwells in eternity, whose name is holy, but he dwells with the humble of the earth. and hears our cry. And so we pray that we would value this and appreciate it and respond with adoration, thanksgiving, supplication, and confession, and intercession. This is our prayer, O God, this evening hour. We pray for God's glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue to read in Paul's letter to the Galatians, and the second chapter, Galatians chapter 2. Then 14 years after I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus also with me, and I went up by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. But neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised, and that because of false brethren unawares brought in, who came in privately to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage, to whom we gave no place, a place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. But of these who seemed to be somewhat, whatsoever they were, it makes no matter to me, God accepts no man's person. For they who seemed to be somewhat in conference added nothing to me. But contrariwise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, as the gospel of the circumcision was committed unto Peter, for he that wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, that is to the Jews, the same was mighty in me towards the Gentiles. And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go unto the heathen, and they unto the circumcision. Only they would that we should remember the poor, the same which I also was forward to do. But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be blamed. But before that, certain came from James, that is, from the Jerusalem Jewish church. He did eat with the Gentiles, but when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. And the other Jews dissembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, if thou, being a Jew, livest after the manner of the Gentiles, and not as do the Jews, why are you compelling the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? We who are Jews by nature and not the sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves are found to be sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? No, indeed. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I through the law am dead to the law, I died to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness comes by the law, then Christ died in vain. And so on. Amen. Now we have these notices. Wednesday, of course, 7 o'clock, our midweek meeting. Next Lord's Day, the usual hours, 10:30 and 6 p.m. And we always welcome visitors. We're glad to see you. And we shall now receive the offering. Well, we shall continue to sing to God's praise and glory in Psalm 31 and at verse number 7 to 12. We sing these 6 stanzas.